I'm Brandi Cruz, and this is Politics Unpacked. Politics Unpacked is brought to you in partnership with our friends at Future 42, making Washington a place for all to prosper. Sign up for their newsletter at future42.org. Welcome to our final edition of Politics Unpacked for this legislative session. There are still some loose ends to tie up when it comes to bills that were passed in the budget, etc. But here's how things shook out. Democrats passed the largest tax increase in state history, with a total of $78 billion in spending. That's an 8% spending increase over the last budget and amounts to $9.3 billion in new taxes. Among the new taxes include billions in additional revenue from an increase in the business and occupation tax, also a 6-cent increase in the gas tax, an increase in the capital gains tax, sales tax for certain items, even a tax that targets Tesla, and increases in some fees, like a $15 increase in buying a Discover Pass. One of the taxes that Democrats had floated early on that did not make it across the finish line this session is a wealth tax. Senate Majority Leader Jamie Peterson said he's disappointed that the bill didn't make it to the governor's desk.
This was a significant step forward and an opportunity for us to have sort of present a vision of what a world could look like in terms of better funded public schools and perhaps less regressive taxation if we were able to call on some of our most fortunate community members to contribute a higher share of their property to the general welfare.
For their part, Republicans blasted Democrats for what they characterize as out-of-control taxes and spending. Here's State Representative Travis Couture.
Taxes on the working class and the blue-collar folks spread across almost everywhere. The budget negligence of the past, where we once had a $15 billion surplus, but now face a $15 billion deficit, will be solved and balanced on the backs of hardworking Washingtonians. That's wrong. This budget assumes an 8% increase in reckless spending. An 8% increase in reckless spending. Taxing the joy right out of the state of Washington. This is not what Washingtonians want. We wanted a budget with no new taxes and to cut the wasteful spending. But instead, we gave more money to illegal immigrant health care and illegal immigrant legal services. And the only winners in this budget are politicians, bureaucrats, and criminals. Vote no.
Members of the business community put out a statement condemning specifically the increase in business taxes. Washington Roundtable, which represents business leaders in Seattle, Bellevue, and beyond, said in part, "We're deeply disappointed by the legislature's decision to approve nearly $9.4 billion in state and $3 billion in local for a total of over $12 billion in tax increases, an unprecedented move that comes at the worst possible time for working families and local employers." Joe Fain, who's president and CEO of the Bellevue Chamber of Commerce, said the legislators are voting on these tax increases and can't even tell us how big they are. He said best estimates point to nearly $2,000 per year for a family of four. Every aspect of life in Washington is about to get more expensive. While some in the legislature might claim they are helping working families, they are actually doing irreparable harm. Now, of course, Governor Bob Ferguson has messaged to Democrats in the legislature that he doesn't want to sign a bunch of new taxes into law. So the question is, is he going to sign this budget, which is, again, the largest tax increase in state history? His office says he's going to take some time to review it line by line.
It's my first budget. And look, my obligation as governor is, of course, to go through that budget line by line with the team. It's a lot of work, but we'll be taking a thoughtful approach to it and obviously having a public conversation once we reach the conclusion.
In speaking with reporters, Ferguson was specifically asked about the gas tax increase and what he would say to Washingtonians who feel like they won't be able to afford it on top of the other increases at the pump, including increases that are a result of the state's Climate Commitment Act.
What do you say to working families who are looking at it saying, if you sign this, I won't be able to afford it?
Yeah, I think what I'm going to try and do is avoid signing a budget that leads to that outcome.
There are a couple high-profile bills that are still awaiting Governor Bob Ferguson's signature. Now, to be clear, the governor doesn't have to sign a bill. If he chooses not to sign it, it would eventually just go into law anyway. But it kind of sends a message if he chooses to sign it versus just lets it go and become law without his signature on it. Now, he can also veto bills, of course. So there's two controversial proposals that are awaiting his signature. All indications are he will probably sign them, but one of them is rent control. This has been a controversial policy and a pretty heated debate all session long. long. Ultimately, what Democrats landed on is a cap, a 7% cap on rent increases, plus inflation up to 10%. Now, the governor's office has finally come out and said that he does support the idea of rent control, which makes it sound like he supports the underlying policy. The other big bill that's waiting on Governor Bob Ferguson's signature is pay for striking workers. It will give union workers like teachers pay for up to 4 weeks from the state's unemployment insurance program if they decide to hit the picket line. Given the close ties between union labor and Democratic state lawmakers, it seems pretty likely that it's a bill Governor Ferguson will sign. Now, of course, there have been rumors all session long about whether the regular session would go into a special legislative session. It's not happening right now, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen between now and the 2026 legislative session, especially if Bob Ferguson ends up vetoing certain aspects of the Democrats' budget, throwing it into disarray. So we'll stay tuned on that, but we have enjoyed keeping you up to date on the legislative session on Politics Unpacked, and a big thank you to Future 42 for sponsoring these segments all session long. Politics Unpacked is brought to you by Future 42, making Washington a place for all to prosper. Sign up for their newsletter at future42.org. And in the meantime, join us 4 days a week for our live show, Undivided, where we give context and have important conversations about what's happening in Washington State and beyond. UndividedPod.com. That's UndividedPod.com.